Now, around 550 BC, the Median Empire, with whom the Lydians had a treaty, was toppled by a man named Cyrus of a small tribe called Persia, located in southwestern Iran. Now, there were rumors that Cyrus had planned to invade Lydia. And these rumors induced Croesus to ask advice of the oracle at Delphi, through whom the Greek god Apollo spoke. Now, Croesus already had relations with this god. He'd sent gifts to Apollo, and he trusted Apollo. He knew Apollo could be relied on for good information. So Croesus sent a question to the god, who spoke through his oracle, a priestess. And the question was, should Lydia cross the Halys River and invade Persian territory? And the response that Apollo gave was, if Croesus crossed the river and attacked the Persians, he would destroy a great nation. So Croesus was ecstatic. He thought that this meant that he would prevail over the Persians. And so in 547 BC, Croesus and his army traveled eastward beyond the Halys River and camped at a place that was called Pteria, a mighty fortress. Now, we know about this from literature, and until recently, the location of Pteria was unknown. But recent excavations at a place called Kerkenizda in central Anatolia most likely have uncovered the site of Pteria. And the site was huge, covering a square mile and surrounded by 4 miles of well-built defensive walls. Pteria was originally founded in the early 6th century BC, and it seems to have had a Phrygian population, and then was destroyed 50 years later by Croesus. So this has been very exciting news. This has just come out in the archaeological world of the discovery of this site, and it may well have been a city that was inhabited by the Medes, but ultimately was founded by the Phrygians. In any case, Croesus, on his attack against the Persians, destroyed the city. He intentionally dismantled the city walls, and the city was destroyed in flames. Recent excavations at one of the gates have uncovered the burned bones of a middle-aged woman crushed under debris, evidently killed while trying to escape the destruction of her city. Well, after sacking the city of Pteria, Croesus engaged the Persians in battle and was soundly defeated. He fled back to Sardis, and the Persian king Cyrus and his army followed. Cyrus besieged Sardis for 2 weeks and then ultimately took the Lydian capital. Again, excavations have shown burning and even a few dead bodies by the city walls, attesting to the violence of the Persian capture. Once more, we turn to the writings of Herodotus, who tells the story of Croesus. And Herodotus says that Cyrus captured Croesus and sentenced him to death. He was going to burn him at the stake. Now, according to this story, the Lydian king was enthroned on a huge pyre of wood. And as the flames began to burn the wood and the smoke engulf the poor king, he called out the name of Solon. Evidently, he called it 3 times, Solon, 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 you were right. Now, according to this story, Cyrus, who actually spoke no Lydian, was intrigued by whatever he heard, and asked for an explanation. And through an interpreter, Croesus told him of the Athenian lawgiver's admonition that no life can be considered happy until it is at an end. And Croesus, who had so much wealth, realized how true this statement was now that he was being executed. Now, in pity, Cyrus spared Croesus's life, at least according to Herodotus, and maintained him as an advisor.